This is the Solid Signal podcast for the week of March 11th, 2024. As longtime listeners know, I record this podcast on Monday, which means that I watched the Oscars less than 24 hours ago. And what did I think? I think that it was a relatively timid show. I think that it was okay, didn't hurt anybody's feelings, didn't get too crazy. And do I agree with the winners? Some, not all. In the end, I do think that a lot of Oscar-winning movies tend to disappear very quickly from our consciousness once they win or lose, because in the end, they're not movies that are accessible to average people. But realistically, if you listen back to some of the Solid Signal podcasts from previous years, you'll hear my rants about the Oscars. You'll also hear my rants about daylight saving time, which I do not believe in, I do not like, and frankly is making me a little crankier than normal this morning from having to get up when it was pitch dark, and I bet you did too. And I bet that your drive into work was no fun either. And you can listen to that kind of crankiness on earlier podcasts. I don't feel the need to duplicate it for this year. So let's move on to the topic at hand, which is, surprisingly, business satellite television. Why do I say surprisingly? Because whenever I bring up satellite TV for business, the most common thing that I get as a response is, seriously? In 2024? Satellite TV for business? Yes, the truth is that satellite TV for business is not only just the smart move in 2024, it's pretty much the only legal move in 2024. We have all gone to restaurants where we have seen Disney Plus up on a TV or YouTube or whatever, and they're streaming. And let me clear the air right now. 100% of the time, that is illegal. I do not know of any major streaming platform which has a plan that allows for commercial TV streaming. It's just something they don't want to do right now. It's not impossible. It's not a technological issue either. You see, when it all comes down to copyright, copyright in this country is something I've ranted about over and over again, and you can read these things at the Solid Signal blog. If you search for copyright, I will be happy to entertain you with that level of crankiness. But it boils down to this. The way the law is right now, that you see, there's a different payment structure for public spaces, and a public space is anywhere the public can get to, whether or not it's privately owned, and private spaces. So if you have people in your home, even if you got 50 people in your home, it's okay to pay the streaming company a fixed price. On the other hand, if you're in a public space, and remember, this is a space that's accessible to the public, and in other words, there is not a locked door between the outside and the inside, then it's calculated a completely different way. It's calculated by how many people could potentially be watching at the same time. In other words, what they call fire code occupancy. This is one of the reasons that business customers pay more for DirecTV NFL Sunday Ticket. And it's interestingly why DirecTV NFL Sunday Ticket still exists when NFL Sunday Ticket went over to YouTube for residential customers. Even Google did not want to get into the craziness that is calculating fire code occupancy for all of these different bar owners. They don't want to do it. And this is where I'm telling you, there is no streaming company that I'm aware of that wants to do this kind of calculation for anybody, which means, going back to this, anytime you see streaming in any sort of commercial environment, then that's illegal. And when I say illegal, I mean they're going to find you. Of course they're going to find you. So, okay, if you are using a regular internet connection, they know exactly where you are. They absolutely do. Go to whatismyipaddress.com if you don't believe me. They will show you exactly where you are, and they know it all the time. And even if you're using a VPN, there are ways that they can figure out that you're on a commercial trunk as opposed to a residential trunk if they want to. And sooner or later, they will want to, and sooner or later, they will catch you. This is one of those things that's like speeding through a stoplight at 3 o'clock in the morning. Chances are the first time you do it, it's not going to hurt you. But do it every single time, and sooner or later, somewhere there's going to get a crash. That's why, for example, I always stop at stoplights at 3 o'clock in the morning, much to the chagrin of some of the people who are in the car with me. So the bottom line here is you cannot stream. You should not stream. None of those, you just, streaming should not be part of your vocabulary if you are a business owner of any kind, if you have a doctor's office or a tire shop or a restaurant or whatever. Streaming should just never enter into it for you. And yet you want to provide live TV programming for people. Live TV is one of those things that just quiets people down. It's a smart move, let me tell you. You know that if you have a shop where people wait, that having a TV there just quiets them down. Having good cell service does too, and that's the subject for another article, how we can help you get better cell service in your place of business. But this one's about satellite television. Live TV just kind of calms people down, and it also kind of makes people be a little bit nicer to each other when we all have to watch the same thing, and creates an innate sense of community, which just helps everybody get along while they're waiting, perhaps a little bit longer than they want to, for whatever it is that they are getting. So, satellite TV for business, bottom line, is a smart move. It's not only the smart move, it's the only move, as I said. So the only question you should have is, what kind of satellite TV and where should I get it? And the answers to that are really clear too. What kind of satellite TV? It's DirecTV. I'm not saying that Dish commercial is a bad move. If you really want to get Dish and you're in a commercial environment, please, absolutely, let's pursue that. Let's talk about it. But I personally feel that DirecTV is a better option for business. They have better choices when it comes to what's available for businesses, different packages that are priced almost exactly the same as residential packages in most cases. They've got both public and private viewing types, which means that, for example, you could be paying next to nothing for that TV in your office, which is behind a locked door, if you're using television in the bar or in the waiting area. It's one of those things that's a win-win. You get it at the same time that you are giving it to your customers. A lot of flexibility with DirecTV, a lot of options, a lot of choices, and it's one of those things that there are a lot of installation professionals who are ready, willing, and able to put it in. DirecTV's latest hardware works very well with bar systems, head-end systems, with multiple TV systems, as I said, public and private, and this is the kind of thing where it's just so easy. It's one of those things, I wonder why everybody isn't doing it. I wonder why anyone is just even questioning it. It comes down to the price. The price is very reasonable. It's usually very, very close to what you pay for residential DirecTV. And this is a pittance compared to what you're probably paying for internet or for telephone or for any of the other essential services that you get in your business. It just makes sense. So, okay, let's say, hopefully, that I've convinced you. The next question that you want to be asking is, where do I get this kind of thing? Yeah, you can Google DirecTV, and you're going to go to DirecTV.com. You'll call the overseas call center, and you will say, I want to get DirecTV for my business. And here's what they will say. Excellent people over at DirecTV's call centers, by the way, and nothing bad to say about them. But those call centers don't service business customers, period. End of discussion. They will say, we can't help you. It will have been wasted time spent on hold. So you want to call a DirecTV commercial dealer right away. That you want that to be your first call. So you're going to want to call Signal Connect. Signal Connect is one of the few dealers in the entire history of satellite television who have been awarded DirecTV's Commercial Dealer of the Year designation. We have done more commercial systems than practically anybody out there. We have a department full of sales engineers who really know the commercial side of the business, and we are qualified to do everything for a commercial customer from beginning to end, managing everything about the billing process, making sure that it's set up properly, offering technical support, getting you the equipment that you need, everything. Period, end of discussion. You want to be working with a qualified commercial dealer who works nationwide. Yes, there may be somebody in your area who does this sort of thing, and again, I have nothing bad to say about other DirecTV commercial dealers. I think that by and large, every commercial dealer out there meets a certain standard of excellence. I just think the folks at Signal Connect do a little bit better job in taking care because they are doing it every single day, and they're doing it all across the country. They give you the benefit of a nationwide knowledge base while being able to work with installers in your area. You get the best of both worlds, and it just makes sense. So I'm going to give you that number again, 888-233-7563. That's the number you want to call when you realize that satellite TV for your business is where you want to go. One last question when it comes to satellite TV for business. Let's just say you had a satellite TV system put in, you know, 7-8 years ago, and it works and everything like that, but you're kind of wondering what the upgrades are, or maybe something doesn't work as well as it should. Maybe sometimes you get, blotches on the screen, or it doesn't work quite well when it's raining, something like that. Nobody's touched it in 7-8 years. So you pick up the phone and you call the people that you bought it from, and guess what? They're not in business. That does happen. That does happen when, you know, sometimes businesses go out of the satellite TV game. Sometimes they stop doing that. Sometimes they just, you know, the person retires or something like that. It is okay. You can call Signal Connect in a case like that, 888-233-7563. We can take it over for you. We can find the installer in your area who's going to make it better. We can recommend the best solutions, the latest and greatest hardware, stuff you haven't heard of. We will take care of everything, no problem. So anyway, that's about it for the Solid Signal podcast for this week. Do me a favor, like, subscribe, and leave a comment anywhere you get this podcast. Makes me look good to my bosses. And as always, shop at solidsignal.com for the stuff that you need to live your best digital life at home or in the office. And if you want to really understand what true customer service is like, well, call the folks at Signal Connect. It's worth me giving you that number again, 888-233-7563 during East Coast business hours. And that's it for the podcast for this week. I will see you again next week.